This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
So tell me a little bit about yourself.
My name's Nick. I am a barber. I don't know. What do you want to know?
Anything.
What's your interests?
My interests?
Yes.
I like cars. Hang out with mates. Movies. Drinking. Dancing. I don't know. That's about it, really.
So, whereabouts are you born?
Here in Auckland.
And still hanging around?
Yeah. No, I moved to Sydney when I was 5 till when I was 10. And then moved back here. This is where our family is, so...
Okay, so how old are you?
24.
So, what's your gender identity?
Gay.
What's your sexuality identity?
What do you mean, male?
Yeah. And your culture identity?
European.
Okay. So, when did you realise that you were gay?
I suppose I had feelings when I was, like, probably about 11 in intermediate. But I didn't come out till I was 15.
So how did you realise?
How did I realise?
Yeah.
I don't know, I just like started having sexual feelings towards other guys at my school and friends, and I suppose I just experimented a bit and realised that that was what I liked. I didn't find girls attractive at all.
Even at a young age?
Yeah, I've never found them attractive at all.
So when you realise, what was the first point that it was like, oh my god?
What, realised that I was gay? Like,
yeah.
I don't know, it just sort of happened, I suppose. I used to work somewhere where one of the other workers who was a bit older than me was gay. And we used to like sort of flirt and all that sort of thing, like nothing sexual, but it just sort of, I suppose that was like a real awakening and made me realise that I am gay.
Open new doors to you.
Yeah.
So how did you feel when you came to realise it?
How did I feel when I came to realise I was gay, or when I like accepted that I was gay?
Realising.
I don't know. I really don't know. It's like a... maybe a bit confused, but...
How about when you accepted it?
When I accepted it?
Yeah.
It felt like a huge weight off my shoulders. And then everyone was like, oh... we always thought you were gay, wondering when you were going to come out. And I was like, oh, great, if only I'd known.
So, did you feel that you had to keep a secret at all?
Beforehand?
Yeah.
I guess I just didn't really know how people would react. I hung out with, like, a lot of really straight people that were, like, you know, your real typical straight blokey bloke type people. And so I guess I just didn't really know if they'd be accepting of it or not.
So did you feel that all your friends was going to go against you at all?
Yeah, sort of, but I'm quite a strong person. And so I just, you know, when I finally decided that it was the, you know, the time to tell people, I, you know, sort of just came to the conclusion that I'll sort of know who my real friends are and who they aren't.
So when you experimented, how old were you when you first did it?
11, 12. I have a memory of kissing another guy in school, but when I was like in primary school in Australia, when I was probably about 6 or 7. But I don't know, I mean...
Was he a friend of yours?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
So Not like a, hey, you're a boy, I'm a boy, I like you, mwah.
Yeah, no, it was more just like, just one of those things. It wasn't like a sexual thing. I don't think I knew at that age, you know, that I was actually interested in boys. It just sort of happened.
Whoops. So, you're out of the closet, right?
Yep.
So, who are you out at the moment? So, does everybody know?
Yep, everybody knows. I'm not ashamed to tell people, or, you know, if I'm talking to my clients at work, I talk openly about gay issues, myself being gay, partners that I've had.
Do you get a lot of gay people at your work?
Yes. a lot of closeted ones and a lot of openly gay ones.
The ones that just come up to you, start flirting with you randomly.
I have a few of them. They're normally the older guys. It's a little bit scary. Yeah.
So when you first came out, was it to your parents or friends?
I actually discussed with one of the guys that I used to work with who was actually straight. And he kind of told me that, you know, it's the sort of right thing to do to come out and everything. So he kind of prepared me. And, I came out properly, first of all, to my mum, because I thought that, you know, like, she has the right to know before I start telling friends and other family members.
What was the general reaction from people?
Oh, they seemed to be pretty cool with it. They were, like, when I told my mum, I was crying, and I told her that maybe she needed to sit down, and she was busy cooking, and she's like, no, I don't need to sit down, just, you know, what is it, what do you want? And I said, you know, mum, I've got something to tell you, I'm gay, and she said, really, is that what you're going to tell me? I said, yeah, she goes, oh, I thought you were going to tell me you're on drugs or something. So she was pretty cool with it, and all my other friends are cool with it, and I, to be honest, haven't lost any friends at all from coming out.
Well, it's a good reaction from a mother for someone to say, oh, is that all?
Yeah, she's pretty cool. She's open-minded. That's the main thing.
That's good. It's not the general reaction that people usually get when they come out of the closet. So, what about other people apart from your friends and your mother?
That I've told, you mean?
Yeah, what's their reactions?
They've all been good. I haven't had a really bad experience with it, and I haven't lost any friends or anything from being gay or coming out. I guess I've gained more friends.
How did you feel when you came out?
When I told my mum, I was really emotional, just like quite upset, and I guess I just wasn't really sure what her reaction would be and didn't want to disappoint her. A lot of our family is females, so there's only myself and my older cousin and granddad and uncle. So four of us are males, and there's about 16 females. So I felt like she was losing her son, but she seemed to be cool with it. And yeah, over the years we've, you know, grown together and gotten used to it.
Let's talk about a hormonal family.
A what?
Hormonal family.
Oh, my family is crazy.
God, I can just imagine a family full of females.
Yeah, you don't want to imagine it. It's horrible. Absolutely horrible.
So, yeah. So, what was the support that you get?
The support? It was good. Everyone's been supportive when I was younger. I got into drag, and people, you know, like my grandparents used to be quite supportive, but I was young, so like wasn't really sure
young,
you know, all about all that sort of thing. Like, I was only like 16 or 17, and my grandparents used to take me like shopping for drag clothes and makeup and fake eyelashes and big stilettos and things like that. So I suppose, you know, that's quite supportive and everything. It's not like everybody has parents or grandparents or other family members that do that sort of thing for them.
What was your age when you came out to your mother?
15.
15?
Yeah.
It's a very young age.
I think it's a good age. I mean, I talk to people online or in person and, they're only just come out or being gay is a new thing to them and they're like 21, 22 and to me that's like seems like quite a late age to come out. I don't know, these days anyway it's quite more accepting, like you find that there's a lot more younger gay people around than there used to be anyway. I think just sort of it seems to be a bit more accepted, not fully but a bit more.
So you've been in relationships before, right?
Yes.
So, has you coming out affected your relationship at all?
What do you mean?
Well, there's some people aren't actually out yet. Some people are in. Sometimes you being out can actually affect your relationship. Has that really ever affected your relationships?
No, I only really go out with people that are open about being gay and accepting of themselves. I just think that it's the type of person that I am, it's too much work to be with someone who's closeted or not fully open to their sexuality. So I wouldn't really put myself in the situation of dating someone, especially long term, who's not comfortable with themselves.
Okay, so how do you meet other people?
I meet people through my work. I meet people online, through Grindr. Facebook, Grindr, NZ Dating.
Manhunt.
And I don't go on that one. The clubs, through other friends.
So you're pretty a social queen in a way.
No, I'm not a queen.
Well, that's just a play of words for myself. But yeah, you're just a very social...
Yeah, I'm quite social. I mean, I'm a little bit shy at first, but once I sort of warm up, I'm quite sort of chatty and easy to get on with and, introduce myself to other people and everything, so... I find it easy to make friends.
So, what's your definition in virginity?
My definition in virginity?
Because a lot of people... both religiously and spiritually or that believe in different ways of virginity. Some people believe that virginity is if you do any sexual thing at all, you lose it, or if you have penetrative sex, you lose it, and some people think you can get it back in a way. So, what's your definition of virginity?
Like, with being gay, you mean, like, obviously, like...
Well, anyway.
Well, I don't know. I'm so confused. I don't know. I have to think.
The bowel question. So have you ever experienced or received any abusive behaviour or abuse because of your sexuality or gender identity?
You mean like gay bashing?
Yeah.
No.
Nothing at all?
No, I'm quite a strong person. If someone's going to dish it out, I'll dish it back. Yeah, I've always been, like, quite a thick-skinned person. I don't really get upset easy. If people are saying things or being disrespectful in any way. I don't get upset where I feel depressed or anything like that, you know.
Mm.
It doesn't, yeah, I'm quite a strong-willed person and strong person in general.
Okay, so that's the end of the interview. Is there any other comments or any other questions you want me to ask?
Not that I know of. If you want to ask anything, you can.
Okay, thank you for the interview.
Thank you.